The following programming is sponsored by Bloomer's Home and Garden Center. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, or Beasley Media Group.
Welcome to Bloomer's in the Garden. I'm Len Schroeder.
And I'm Julio Zamora.
In our first segment today, we're going to talk about something that we could dedicate an entire show to, and that's tomatoes and growing them in your garden.
We sell thousands of hanging baskets, and I worry some are bound for death, no matter how much we stress watering and care. We'll tell you what you need to do to have a beautiful hanging basket all summer long.
So many homeowners purchase tropical plants to put around their patio and their pool, and they keep them there all summer, but sometimes they just need a little help. Julio and I will discuss the choices and also how to make them looking tropical and lush all summer long.
A listener sent us a text on a Bloomers and Garden hotline and asked about how to deal with carpenter bees. We'll tell you all about it in our fourth segment.
In this week's What's Bugging You segment, we're going to discuss a plant disease common to shrubs to vegetables, powdery mildew. We'll tell you what to look out for in our final segment.
So stay tuned, and we'll be back in the garden right after these messages. Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix with EcoPeat is the perfect ready-to-use potting mix for all your succulents. Fertilome Succulent Potting Mix is a blend of sphagnum peat moss, perlite, and EcoPeat. EcoPeat is a natural wood fiber from peat bogs. When added to Fertilome peat moss, it produces a superior professional substrate with an exceptional ratio of air porosity and water holding capacity. Fertilome succulent potting mix will ensure maximum drainage with ideal water retention. It's simply the best succulent mix on the market. Ask for Fertilome by name at your local garden center. Available at Daniels Garden Center, Sumneytown Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. Gasper's Home and Garden, 316 Tanyard Road, Richboro, PA. Church's Garden Center and Farms, Seashore Road, Cape May, New Jersey. Collegeville Do It Best, Ridge Pike, Collegeville, Pennsylvania. County Line Nursery, Harleysville Pike, Harleysville, Pennsylvania. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome, everybody, to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, Len, you know, tomatoes are the most popular garden plant, and I tell you what.
Yes, they are.
New Jersey is probably has the best-tasting tomatoes in the country, right?
That's right.
Hey.
That's right. It's got to do with soil, so they say.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So we're going to talk about soil in a little bit.
That's right.
But let's start determinant and indeterminate. This is going to make us sound really smart.
Yeah.
Determinant and indeterminate varieties. Like there is bush varieties, and that those are determinate, that they have a certain size that they're going to grow to, a certain amount of tomatoes that they're going to produce, and when they're done, that's it.
They're done.
They stop.
They're done.
Indeterminate continue to produce all the way until they frost or freeze and whatever kills them, and that they can keep on going. But that means the plants are going to get big. They're going to need to be supported. Mm-hmm. And that brings us up to our stake and sprawl. You got to decide, are you going to stake them and support them, or are you going to have them sprawl? But just to get this out of the way, tomatoes need to be grown in full sun. All right, moving on.
There you go.
So now you have your tomatoes in full sun. Stake or sprawl, Julio, what do you do?
I stake mine because I use, you know, I have the indeterminate.
Right.
And they like to grow way up high.
How tall are your stakes?
My stakes are probably about almost 6 foot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
They'll grow every bit of that, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they will.
And that, dude, as they grow, now, again, we're going to tell you what you should use to tie up your tomato plants. Now, think about the tomato plant. Mm-hmm. It's growing. It's got it is a vegetative plant. It's not woody or anything like that, or it doesn't have bark or anything like that. So it's soft, and it has a tendency to bend. It doesn't necessarily want to grow straight, but you're forcing it to grow straight by tying it to a stake or tying it to something. The key is making sure that connection, that you don't girdle the plant by using string too tight or by using wire or anything like that. So the best thing to do is to go out to the CVS and get the cheapest type of stockings. Lady stockings.
There you go.
Okay? That you can find.
There you go.
And you use them, and you use the stockings to tie them up, because that spreads out that point where it has contact on the stem, and it will support them, but it's not going to girdle the stem or damage the stem. Mm-hmm. Sounds strange, but sorry.
It is.
Yeah. Julio goes in all the time to the CVS to get his stockings.
Yeah, no, I get the green ones.
You get the green ones. Hey, green stockings. Yeah, I like that.
Oh, my. only you can think about these things, Len.
Well, it works.
I know it does.
You know, and you can save them from year to year.
Yeah, you can.
They're all nylon. Mm-hmm.
You're right, yeah.
And that's the thing to do.
Uh-huh.
There's also... Can you explain, mm-hmm. excuse me, what stake and weave is?
Stake and weave.
Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember that one.
Well, Julio, thanks.
I'm too old.
We talked about this like 2 weeks ago. Stakes and weave. So you put stakes in, and what you do is you span a type of, it could be string, and what you do is you go and you weave the plant, and every time it grows, you have that supported by weaving the stem from between the stake. So you could do a 10 or 15 foot section this way, and you have the stakes every, say, 4 foot, and that you take the string and you cross it so that there's some tension there, and that every time the plant grows, instead of tying it directly to a stake, that it's woven in between the support. That, again, this is one thing where it is cord, but you have to be careful not to use something that's like very, very thin. You want to use something as thick as you can find, not rope, but you want to use something that has a bit of softness to it so it doesn't girdle the stem. So you can have a long run of tomato plants that are staked this way. And again, it's stakes with the plants weaving in between the either, again, I would use like a cord, like you could use something that is, I mean, it could be soft. You don't want to use something small. The thicker the better, but you could use nylon, mm-hmm. but you're looking for something maybe a quarter inch. You know, you could use, there's other types that you can use that are softer. So again, try that if you've got a lot of tomato plants. And then the next thing is, mm-hmm. I'm throwing it to Julio. Oh. He's not grabbing it. Come on, Hul.
Cages.
I don't do this for my health, you know.
We have cages. That's what I have in my
right,
house.
Tomato cages.
Yeah, that's what I have.
Now, we've got the cheap ones on sale. You can get a dozen for $18.
Oh, how cheap is that?
What a bargain. Mm-hmm. And that, but they're only 33 inches tall. A bargain isn't always a bargain. Yeah. So, but still, it's what you normally see. You see them everywhere. But we also have some that instead of being $18 a dozen, they're going to be $5 or $6 a piece. Yeah, where it's a heavier caliper metal, it's a heavy gauge metal. It's going to be about 5 feet tall. We have some enormous ones that it's probably an eighth of an inch steel, and it's galvanized, where that they actually reach probably about 6 to 7. Nah, it's probably about 6 foot.
6 foot, yeah.
And that these things, I mean, you could support your house on it. And they are are thick. And you'll have them year to year as opposed to the cheap ones where, you know, they're one and done.
Yeah.
The weight of the plants a lot of times can collapse them, but still you can't beat, you know, $18 a dozen.
Yeah, but they bend real easy.
Shh. You're trying to sell them. This is where we get into. It's like we have to carry things.
Yeah.
That we may not like, mm-hmm. and this is one of them. But again, 33-inch tall cages, $18.
Depends on your budget.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, let's talk about some problems. You're growing your plants. They look great, and all of a sudden, your first tomato forms, and you're all excited. And you in and you tell the wife, "Look at that! I'm a farmer." And she goes out, she looks at it, she turns it upside down and said, "What the heck is that scab, gross, disgusting thing? I'm not eating anything out of this garden."
You're done.
Where on the bottom of the tomato, and this happens actually to not only tomatoes, but also peppers too.
Yeah.
My point is that you have a calcium deficiency, and that's blossom end rot. And it looks like a scab on the bottom, and it gets sunken in, and it's really pretty gross. But it forms on the plant, and it is a calcium deficiency. It's easily taken care of. Mm-hmm. Easily taken care of. We like Jonathan Green Magic Cal.
Yeah, beautiful.
Now, why do we like that, Julio?
It has all the ingredients to raise that pH level if it's low. And you have magnesium, iron, and calcium all in one.
Yep. And it has humates that also work within the soil, and it helps when we talk about mycorrhiza in the soil, mm-hmm. that it helps that microbial life that's in your soil to grow. And again, your pH will adjust to neutral, and that's the key component when that tomato plant will absorb food. Now, we also recommend using tomato tone because Ospoma tomato tone has 8% calcium designed to give your tomatoes. And look, you could put it on other plants, and there's other plants like other things, but I would do garden tone from Ospoma through my entire garden. But on my tomatoes and on my peppers, I would be putting tomato tone because of that calcium to prevent blossom end rot. Now, let's say you're not satisfied with that. I want something else.
Oh, brother.
Well, you shouldn't, because you should be doing these other things. And you can do them before you plant, too. You know, Julio is going to be going over to one of the schools over in Camden within the next week or two, and they're going to be planting a garden. They've already started some things, and that we're going to talk about basically the basics of gardening to elementary school kids. The exciting thing is we get to start from scratch, and we get to teach them young.
From the bottom up.
Right, from the bottom up. But one of the things we'll do is we'll make sure that they don't have any blossom end rot issues, and that we'll put that in the soil when you guys go to plant. You know, then that'll help that.
Right.
Now, what I was talking before, if you've got a good crop of tomatoes coming, and all of a sudden they're there, and you think it's too late to add fertilizer to the soil, it never is, but you can spray a liquid calcium from Bonide. It's blossom end rot. It's rot stop. It's in an RTU, we always say, like a Windex bottle, like a pump sprayer. You just spray the plant, and it absorbs through the leaves. Mm-hmm. To me, it's not the best choice to do that. It's too late. You missed the boat. Because you didn't put the nutrient in the ground to help the plant. Now you have to hope that it c- can produce more tomatoes. Like, again, this goes to determinate, indeterminate. If you have a determinate variety of tomatoes, the tomatoes that have formed on that plant are limited. So it's not like you're going to get another shot that it's going to produce. It's going to keep producing, but because it keeps its compact shape, there's a limited amount that it produces. So you may have lost half your crop.
That's it. Oh.
Indeterminate varieties will continue to grow, and they'll be okay. Yeah. But again, you want to think of these things before you plant and mix them into the soil or do a side dressing after you plant. Well, what about cracked tomatoes? We dealt with this last week.
Yes, we did. Yeah.
A listener called.
Jim talked about it. Yep. He talked about it. That's the whole, the soil is fluctuating from dry to wet, and it's just those two extremes they don't like.
No. And also cause a blossom end rot.
Yeah.
But what happens if you have an even moisture, and I'd like growing tomatoes a little bit on the dry side, prevents diseases and some other things. But if you mulch the root mass of the tomatoes, you'll avoid having the cracks that we're talking about. Because like we talked about last week, you have a dry tomato plant, the leaves are flagging a little bit, they're wilting down, and you can tell that it needs water. And then all of a sudden we get a tremendous rainstorm and it sucks all that water up. And it goes into the fruit and it expands the fruit to the size where it actually splits the skin on the tomato. Happens. Mm-hmm. If you're mulching, okay, and I just don't like dyed mulch because dyed mulch is recycled. I'd like a natural mulch. I would like even if you used bumper crop as a mulch. And just put it around town because when you turn it into your garden, you already got it ready to go for next year.
Nice.
And I like it just because you're going to avoid a lot of problems where it's not going to be – your plant won't be under stress. Stressed plants attract insects and disease. Mm-hmm. So just saying.
Yep.
Now, insects. Speaking of insects.
They're always around.
They are. There's too many insects for tomatoes to talk about. We don't have that much time.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, if you go and put, my first choice would be spinosad. Captain Jack. There's spinosad by Fertilome as well. Mm-hmm. And you just apply it every 2 weeks or every other week as a preventative. Mm-hmm. You won't come out one morning and see all of a sudden all your leaves are eaten by, Colorado potato beetle.
Oh yeah,
they're the worst. Yeah, they look like little tiny gummy bears on your. they're like this orangey color, orangey. Your plants decimated.
Yeah, not good.
And they poop.
Oh, they poop.
They make these little miniature round jelly beans like rabbits, and they're disgusting. I hate them. And then when they mature, they don't get any better. They turn into a beetle, and they have that striped. It's destructive, and
you don't want that
eggplant. Go on your eggplant. If you ever look on your eggplant leaves and you turn them up, or your tomato leaves, and there's all these rows of orange little tiny beads on them, those are the eggs for the Colorado potato beetle. You want to spray, and if you do that, you're going to eliminate the majority of all of your problems. And the other option is a pyrethrin, and that we do like that there's the triple action from Fertilome is a really good product. Pyrethrin combined with neem oil, but pyrethrins and all insecticides, we're talking about all organics. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Organics are going to be, bees are going to die if you spray bees with this product. Mm-hmm. That's why we recommend always spraying in the late evening. That way, the bees are in their hives. They're safe. The honeybees are sleeping. And that way, you can still apply it without putting the bees in danger. Because, again, it doesn't transfer to the pollen. Bees are after the pollen. They're not eating the plant. Mm-hmm. So, again, it's something to anytime you're spraying, and I don't care what plant you're spraying, your best choice to spray and put down any insecticide is in the evening. Yeah. And that way you're avoiding any issues with harming honeybees.
There you go. Yep, we love them.
All right. We just covered a little bit.
That's it. Ugh.
We want to hear your problems that you've had that we haven't addressed with tomatoes.
Oh, yeah.
Have any issues with blossom set?
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you have blossom set, that that can be an issue. Do you have problems where all of a sudden the plants just seem to wilt over? Our end segment is on powdery mildew. Tomatoes get powdery mildew.
Yeah, that too, yeah.
So make sure you call the hotline and ask us your tomato questions, and we'll take care of them on the next episode.
609-685-1880. Call us about anything you want to talk about. Tomatoes, we love that.
Yep. Whatever you've got going on in your yard, garden, or landscape, we're on it.
Yep.
We're on it. But right now, we're on a break, so we'll be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Costa Vane's Organic Castine Blend Organic Raised Bed Mix is the best soil for raised bed gardens, planter boxes, and container gardens. It grows amazing vegetables. It is made with a mixture of manure compost, worm castings, lobster and kelp meal, mycorrhiza, green sand, and biochar. It's ready to use straight out of the bag with no need for additional components or tilling. If you love growing fresh and hardy vegetables, herbs, and flowers, Coast of Maine's Castine Blend Organic Raised Bed Mix is the perfect choice for you. At Coast of Maine, we believe in growing organically and buying locally. Castine Organic Raised Bed Mix can be found at these fine stores.
Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania. Ashcombe Farm and Greenhouses, Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania. Tony's Farm and Garden, Windsor, New Jersey.
Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden. You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. I'm Len. He's Julio. You know, we send hanging baskets by the hundreds to our customers' homes, and they're beautiful and they're lush when they get them. Oh, and then they get them home. Sometimes they don't always stay that way, but we're going to help you when it comes to that. The majority of the baskets that we sell are 10-inch hanging baskets, And you got to think that that has a soil amount that's that size, and it's often that there's multiple plants in that hanging basket. It's not just one plant. There's probably five plugs in that plant. Sometimes they're mixed varieties. And here's what happens is that they go and soak up all that water so fast that you go and you put it through, and then it drains out, and you think, oh, I did a good job. But you really didn't, because what happened is that the gap that forms when the peat moss-based soil mix shrinks forms a gap between the sidewalls of the pot. And when you water it, you see it come out the bottom. But what's happening is just really bypassing the soil and just going through the sides and is going right out. Yeah. It's not absorbing. So you need to put that hose on that plant, and you need to water, 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 flush it. You need to make it so that there's so much water that it spills over the sides and through the bottom in order to get the right amount of water that will absorb into that plant. If you're not doing that, you should just hang it up. Yeah. Okay? We're here to give you a green thumb. That's right. And the trick is making sure that you're giving enough moisture, because that is the biggest killer of plants, where both not enough water, like we're talking now, right, and then again, too much. Oh, I water it every day. Sometimes it doesn't. Yeah, sometimes two times. Yeah. Look, it doesn't need that. It needs water when it needs it. We go around and we feel the weight of every hanging basket. It's like, well, this one's light. We need to water these. And that we water based on how light they are. I'll take a pinch of the soil. Yeah. Remember they used to have a commercial back when we were kids? And it used to be, they used to have chewing tobacco commercials.
Yes.
You just take a pinch between your cheek and gum.
Yeah, I know.
I can't do that
anymore.
But what I'm talking about is that you take a pinch of that soil out, and you see, is it dry or is it moist? If it's moist, great.
Good.
You know, if it's dry, it's time to water. And you'll develop a pattern over time. And if you have them out where they get rain, it may confuse a little bit. But I would err on the side of every other day watering, but making sure that you give it enough. Like we had 95 degrees this past weekend. And that dried plants up, and they just completely shriveled.
Yeah, they did.
Completely shriveled. And you needed to get that water on those plants. If you're not giving enough water to span between the time you go out to water, you need to develop a timetable. And during specific hot spells or dry spells, you're going to need deep water every day. Maybe you won't.
Yeah, depends.
Easiest way to prevent that is by planting it in a bigger pot. Mm-hmm. You know, Julie and I brought things into the studio today, and we have what's called a Mixmasters pot.
Boy, is that mixed.
It is a 6-inch pot, and they sell for about $10, $11, something like that. And that it has in it, in this little 6-inch pot, yeah, it has verbena, it has petunias, it has lobelia, yeah, it has all of these different plants.
It's
and
packed.
Really, you can just take it and put that in a 14-inch combo pot.
Oh, it'll grow.
Done.
Yeah.
Done. And that it will grow into the soil of that 14-inch pot after being in a 6-inch pot. Yeah. Now, you won't have to worry about watering that until you probably get to the end of July. But you're still going to need to water it. But it's not going to be as dire as one of those finished baskets or finished patio pots that you're buying from the garden center. You got to make sure that you're watering it on time and often. Now, one other thing. Feed it. You need to feed it. Jack's petunia feed is what we recommend. All of the proven winners and all of the hybrids that are in those hanging baskets, that they have an issue with absorbing the right amount of calcium and iron and magnesium, and that this has it in it, and that will make it produce great. We run it through our irrigation system, and that we feed all of our plants with it. And it's just because so many are those vegetative cuttings that they need a specific type of fertilizer.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a water soluble. You do it every other week, your plants will be beautiful. Yeah. Follow the instructions. But the key with watering is water a lot at one time
deep
and less often.
Yes. Yes.
So you want to be a rainmaker. You water a whole lot at one time, let it the surface of the soil dry out, and then water again. You don't want to keep it totally wet. You're going to have a problem. You'll get diseases in it. You'll get issues that you won't like. But if you let the surface of that soil dry out a little bit in between, you'll be good. But make sure that you flood that plant and get it really wet. And especially if you've got moss hanging baskets, those are really hard. An 8-inch hanging basket, I would make sure you bring home an empty 10-inch hanging basket with you to plant it in. Because I wouldn't buy anything or grow anything that's in an 8-inch hanging basket. 10 inches or more, sure.
You'd be watering all day.
And it's like, how come it always wilts? And it's because there's nothing in there. That you think of how big the top part is. The growth of the plant is like a giant football, and its root mass is squeezed into this 8-inch tiny plant where it's like, trying to get all of its moisture from that little bitty root ball.
Yeah, help.
So you need to, help me. Help me. Yeah. So, I don't know, Julio, on watering, you got anything else to add?
No. You hit her on a nail. I think, we really struggle with that.
Don't fear the shears.
Oh, yes.
Cut them back.
Yeah, they're
if they get too big and gangly, cut them back.
Yeah, they'll come right back beautifully.
They will thank you by coming back beautiful. Yeah. Don't be afraid to cut them. Don't fear the shears.
Yeah, there's a time where you see it's, oh, my goodness, what does that look like?
Yeah, and all of a sudden,
like a mop.
It looks brand new.
Yeah.
It looks brand new. So, all right, got to go to break. We'll be right back right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Fertilome Rosen Flower Food with Systemic Insecticide 14-12-11 contains 5 micronutrients which are designed for roses and provide proper nutrients in producing stunning green leaves, essential new growth, while protecting the plant from damaging insects for up to 8 weeks. Fertilome Rosen Flower contains 14% nitrogen for green growth, building bigger canes, stems, and leaves. 12% phosphorus for root growth and increased flower production, 11% potash to promote vigorous growth so plants are better able to resist disease and cold. The micronutrients are the icing on the cake to enhance further growth, strengthen, and beautiful color to your plant. Tired of seeing your roses prematurely drop their leaves and the flowers disappear? Fertilome Rosen Flower Food contains an easy-to-apply insecticide that keeps your roses looking great all year long. Those hungry Japanese beetles don't have a chance. Apply it in spring before buds sprout and continue through the season as indicated on the labeling guide. Fertilome Rosen Flower Food 14-12-11 with micronutrients and systemic insecticide is a must for the passionate flower grower to help produce that beautiful abundance of color and fantastic fragrance everyone will love. It's available at these great stores.
Green Acres Nursery and Garden Center, West County Line Road, Colmar, Pennsylvania. Herbin's Garden Center, Chestnut Street, Emmis, Pennsylvania. Laurel Oak Garden Center, Thompson Mill Road, Marlton, New Jersey.
Captain's Log, Day 33, on the trail of a natural insect killer.
Hey there, it's Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. I was on the hunt for the best natural insecticide when I took a shot in an abandoned distillery and discovered a naturally fermented material so effective at killing insects, it's the active ingredient in my Dead Bug Brew. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew kills dozens of problem insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, and more, on flowers, veggies, trees, berries, you name it. It comes in an easy-to-use sprayer, and it's approved for organic gardening. I've traveled the world to find the best solutions for natural gardening, and if you've got problem insects, take your best shot with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide, trusted since 1926. Visit your local hardware store or garden center today, or learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider, or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB, and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies, 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden.
For realsies.
For realsies.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's a breakfast set.
It's a new word. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this time of year, Len, everybody likes to get warmed up, you know, and feel like they're in Hawaii or, you know, down in Florida. And all the patio tropical plants are coming in, you know, and they're in the garden center. And it gives that feeling of, you know, aces in your home, you know, and you're in your backyard and that pool, in your pool. And
that's it.
Oh,
it's like another Mai Tai. Anyway, but... Yeah. Choices are easy, you know. There's a lot. But got to remember, these are grown in full sun conditions. Okay, that's not an issue, but they're also grown like as a commodity. It's like it's a widget, you know, and that they just get produced. They ship them out. They're handled. They're pot bound most of the time, and that's to keep the price down. Now, hibiscus, mandevilla, bougainvillea, passion flower, which I don't get. Passion flower is an awesome flower, but if it doesn't have flower on it,
doesn't look good.
It's not really that nice.
Yeah.
Palms, of course, any of the types of palms. Crotons. All of these are tropical plants that will die if you leave them out, but they all probably need to be repotted as soon as you get them home. And it's going to be easier for you to maintain, and the plants are going to be healthier if you repot them. And you want to have a minimum of 2 inches on each side of the soil in a pot. So when you go and you look at it and you put the new plant in that pot, that it's going to be at least 2 inches on both sides all around it to be able to have the right size pot. Bigger if you can. Now, look, these are disposable plants. Okay, euthanize them, be happy. You know, we were talking about the Japanese woman that's tidying up. Thank them for their service and the joy that they gave you all summer, but throw them out.
Yeah, get rid of that.
When you try to bring them back in the house, they lose all their leaves because they're used to being in full sun, and you bring them in the house where it's shade, plus it's going into fall. Mm-hmm. Throw them out.
Yep.
For $30, you got all summer out of them.
That's cheap
compared to how much you just put in your tank for for gas.
Don't remind me.
But again, it's the service that they give you all summer long is a bargain, and that they just treat them like they are. Otherwise, that they're going to be a mess in the house. That they're going to drop all their leaves. You're going to be cursing because you got to vacuum every day.
Not to mention
if you're bringing in bugs from outside.
Oh, yeah. Another problem.
Repot them. Feed them. Mm-hmm. Jack's Classic water-soluble fertilizer every two weeks. And throw a polymer-coated fertilizer. Ask your local garden center, I want a polymer-coated fertilizer. They'll tell you, they'll know exactly what you're asking for, and you'll look really smart. And that is a time release. It'll feed them the entire season. And what you're doing with the Jack's Classic 2020 is that's a liquid fertilizer every other week, and that you could also feed them. We talked about petunia feed. Just get the one type. Get the petunia feed and give them that too. Mm-hmm. They'll absolutely love it. Insects become an issue. It's not just tomatoes. Mm-mm. Use an organic or inorganic. You just use them. Anything that you're using, like that we were talking about on your tomatoes, like the Captain Jack's, which is spinosad, or that Fertilum triple spray, triple action. Just use that, and that they'll do great. Mm-hmm. They'll do great.
Beautiful.
Keep them watered. Keep them watered. Keep them watered, and they'll do terrific. So take care of the bugs by just preventing them. Go ahead and water them often, and feed them on a regular basis. That polymer-coated fertilizer, you only have to do it once for the entire season, unless you keep knocking them over. Yeah. It happens.
It does.
But when the wind blows real hard. But again, it's the liquid feed. That's every other week. That's what you want to do. They'll be great.
Beautiful.
They'll be great in full sun because that's where they've been growing.
Love it.
That's another reason why they're so cheap, that some places will pre-prepare the tropical plants to go inside by shading them. Not with these guys. They're just, they are, like I said, they're widgets.
Widgets.
So enjoy them.
Yeah.
Enjoy them.
Enjoy your widgets.
All right. We'll be right back right after this. Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. Your next houseplant is waiting for you in Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse. Bloomers recognizes that houseplant choices are as important to your interior decorating as the fabric on your couch. The right plant paired with the perfect container can bring a dynamic change to your home. A houseplant brings life to your world and connects your home's interior to the greater outdoors. Even a small succulent placed on your coffee table has a way of connecting your living room to the Amazon rainforest. How about an air plant in your kitchen? Looking for an indoor flowering plant to add color to your plant palette? Bloomers has a large revolving assortment of flowering beauties. From aglaonemas to zizi plants, Bloomers Greenhouse is stocked with your next favorite indoor plant. Bloomers carries a large selection of pottery and containers to match your home's decor and make any of your plants more beautiful. Bloomers experts can help you care for your plants and have the fertilizer, insecticides, leaf shine, and specialty soils you need to grow healthy and happy indoor plants. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center's greenhouse and make every room in your home a living room. Visit bloomers.com for more information. That's bloomers.com. And we'll see you in the garden.
Dreaming of a gorgeous garden? Give your azaleas, rhododendron, blueberries, and evergreens a powerful boost with the number one acid-loving plant food, Espoma Organic Hollytone. Hollytone is a perfect blend of natural, long-lasting ingredients that nourish plants for stronger roots, faster growth, and bountiful blooms. Plus, it's easy to use and safe for people, pets, and planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you and helpful gardening tips. Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden. Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. We had a listener text us on the Bloomers in the Garden hotline, and they asked how to get rid of carpenter bees. Here is their text.
How do we get rid of carpenter bees that are attached to our home?
Okay. Yeah. First of all, carpenter bees look a lot like bumblebees. Yeah. Bumblebees aren't always seem to be the best flyers, so you'll be able to tell the difference. Where carpenter bees, they're intentional. Yeah. You know, they want to go and they are looking and probing for areas to go, and they make this hole, and the hole itself is about a quarter inch, half inch.
Yeah.
And that. It will go and make that hole in your wood, and the problem is that it works against the integrity, and they're going to lay eggs there. There's going to be multiple generations there, and that there are like little traps. They don't work very well. Now, again, one thing, fun fact, male carpenter bees have no stingers.
How about that, huh?
But they look scary. Because they don't look like a bumblebee. They look like a hornet. And so I haven't had the guts to catch one
not
hand yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I know you are.
There was one in the office the other day.
Oh, was there?
There was.
Oh.
Scared the heck out of Jenny. Anyway.
Poor Jen.
Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah, they can handle it.
But you know what they do is they go ahead and they make that tunnel, and that they lay an egg. The egg hatches. Then the new young adults emerge in the fall. And then they go back in the tunnel for the winter, and they are basically, they feed and they overwinter there, and then they come out again the following spring. Yeah. How to get rid of them? Paint your stuff.
You <know? laughs> There you go.
So generally, they want to go to exposed wood. They avoid areas where it's either painted, but you can't use stain or like a waterproof. That doesn't deter them, but it's the paint. Painted surface does. So, okay, too late for that. At least my house. It's too late for that. Yeah, I watched one. Yeah. I had a tear in aluminum siding above my garage where it was capped. And that carpenter bee found that little spot. And that son of a gun is like right in there. And it went all around the capped aluminum siding to find that one little hole. Yeah, someone from Bloomers took the forklift and hit it.
Oh, did
it? Yeah, nice. Oh, wow. Yeah, they don't only do it. It's not enough they do it at the store. They do it in my house.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, so that's my problem.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get a dust, and it comes in like this puffer spray. And that what you do is you cut off the tip, and you just puff a little bit. And it's like a powder. And it works on termites as well, by the way.
Yeah.
And that. It will stay in that spot, and that when they crawl in, that it gets on them, and that'll kill them. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Boy, that was easy.
It's what's in it.
Yeah.
It's a thrin.
Thrin, there you go.
It's going to have an active ingredient of deltamethrin. Mm-hmm. And that, it's again, deltamethrin. Julio, I explain it every time it's your turn. What's a thrin?
Thrin is it does
synthetic pyrethrin.
Synthetic pyrethrin, yeah, it's a pyrethroid. It comes from a pyrethroid from the
see, I caught him cold. Julio, you're so much better. You're staying out too late, aren't you?
Chemicals, they're chemicals.
What it is that the natural pyrethrin is from chrysanthemum flowers. Man has copied the science. And has created something that will have a longer residual. Thrins to me are the best thrin
like
going.
Thrin.
That's a joke. That's a horticulture joke.
Horticulture.
Anyway, if you're worried about bees, you don't like bees, and also you want to do this at night, by the way, because the bees are all in their hive.
Yeah.
With the dust, you don't have to. You do it anytime you want. But if you're worried about getting chased around your yard, there is a hornet and wasp spray. Bonide has one. Fertilome has one. And it will shoot 20 feet.
Oh,
it knocks them out and then kills them. So they basically makes them pass out.
Yeah, that'd be tough, though, don't you think? Trying to hit that guy?
No, you know where you got little. You have little targets or little holes. You just spray the hole and you're done.
You gotta have a good eye.
Well, hey. You've seen the thing where you blow up the balloon, you're at a carnival, you try to hit it in the clown's mouth, blow the balloon.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay.
Same thing.
There you go.
All right. Those are the two best methods. Mm-hmm. Paint your stuff. It'll deter them if you've got them. Puffer and then the spray. All right. We'll be back in the garden right after this.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden. From tomatoes and vegetables, roses and flowers, as well as acid-loving plants, Coast of Maine Brands has an all-natural soil for all of your outdoor planting needs. Coast of Maine's tomato vegetable planting soil is uniquely crafted for plentiful and more flavorful vegetables. It contains compost, lobster meal, peat moss, and lime, combining the perfect blend of ingredients to grow plentiful tomatoes and vegetables. Coast of Maine's Rose and Flower Planting Soil is a blend for all rose varieties, flowering shrubs, annuals, and perennials. It is naturally lightweight and contains just the right amount of nutritional balance to get your beautiful flowers off to a great start. Coast of Maine Planting Soil for acid-loving plants. It's made with premium ingredients and contains compost, peat moss, and aged bark. Coast of Maine Soils can be found at
Tony's Farm and Garden, Windsor, New Jersey. Espen Shades Garden Centers and Greenhouse, Lititz, Pennsylvania. Pickering Valley Feed and Farm, Exton, Pennsylvania.
Wanting to up your game in the vegetable garden? With 90 years of organic gardening experience, the Espoma Company has you covered. Espoma Organic Garden Tone is not your average garden variety fertilizer. Garden Tone is especially blended for organic vegetable gardens. Its all-natural formula contains Biotone, a blend of organic ingredients that supplies essential nutrients for strong, healthy plants, and mouth-watering vegetables. Its slow-release formula provides continuous feeding. The Biotone contained in Garden Tone is a combination of organic ingredients and beneficial microbes to help roots grow deeper and faster for bigger, more bountiful harvests. Garden Tone is simple to use and safe for people, pets, and the planet. No harmful chemicals or synthetic fertilizers are ever added. You can find Garden Tone at fine garden centers. Visit Espoma.com to find a retailer near you. Garden Tone from Espoma. A natural in the garden since 1929.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York tri-state area on Classic Oldies, 1250 a.m. WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Welcome back to Bloomers in the Garden. Well, and so what's bugging you today,
what's bugging me? Powdery mildew.
Oh, my gosh.
Powdery mildew. All right. Powdery mildew, any of you had it? Roses, lilacs, vegetables. Looks like a powder coated the entire plant overnight, like somebody was using talcum powder outside. But what it does is it cuts down on the transmission of light to the plant and puts it under stress and makes it susceptible to other types of things that will kill the plant, insects especially. But it can get bad. Like I've seen it where it almost is like dripping off of the plant. Here's what you need to do. Don't wait. Start spraying it with an alternate. Depending on if it's an edible, you're going to want to use a fungicide, and that it's too late for neem. Sorry, should have been spraying the stuff that Pooley and I recommended at the beginning of the show. But if you are using an organic fungicide, you're good. Just use it every week until it goes away. If you are dealing with it on a lilac or on a ornamental flower or something like that, powdery mildew is best controlled by alternating between a systemic, which again, it's going to be chemical, it's not going to be an organic, and a contact spray. Every other week, just switch it up. One week you do the systemic, the next week you do the contact, then you do the systemic, then you do the contact, and then it will clear it up. Don't wait. Don't think that it'll grow out of it because it's not. And the one thing that I did not realize, Julio, is that it does not necessarily transfer from one species to another. I don't know. I have my doubts about that. This is where a practical me and dealing with it every day, as opposed to eggheads in some university somewhere.
No offense.
But anyway, again, you need to spray right away, and then you'll get control over it. If you don't, you better rip the plant out so that it does not spread. And see, that's my 40 years doing this. So, anything to add, Hole?
No, I think we hit that one real good.
All right. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Len Schroeder from Bloomers in the Garden. Do you have a landscape, garden, or plant question? If so, call or text us using the Bloomers in the Garden hotline. Dial 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880.
888-888-0. Don't be shy. We want to hear from you. Call or text us and let us know what problems you're facing. Let us know how we're doing. Call or text 609-685-1880. If we use your comment on the air, we'll send you a free Bloomers t-shirt. Call or text us at 609-685-1880. That's 609-685-1880. And we'll see you in the garden.
Captain's Log, Day 33, on the trail of a natural insect killer.
Hey there, it's Captain Jack, ecologist and gardener. I was on the hunt for the best natural insecticide when I took a shot in an abandoned distillery and discovered a naturally fermented material so effective at killing insects, it's the active ingredient in my Dead Bug Brew. Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew kills dozens of problem insects, including caterpillars, beetles, spider mites, and more, on flowers, veggies, trees, berries, you name it. It comes in an easy-to-use sprayer, and it's approved for organic gardening. I've traveled the world to find the best solutions for natural gardening, and if you've got problem insects, take your best shot with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew.
Protect your oasis with Captain Jack's Dead Bug Brew from Bonide, trusted since 1926. Visit your local hardware store or garden center today, or learn more at CaptainJacks.com.
Bloomers in the Garden is brought to you each week by Bloomers Home and Garden Center. Bloomers is an award-winning garden center just 20 minutes from Philadelphia. Bloomers has been providing expert advice turning brown thumbs green for over 30 years. At Bloomers, we want you to ask us every question, even if you think it's silly. We share information in a friendly, non-judgmental way that is meant to teach and spread the joy of gardening. Visit Bloomers Home and Garden Center in Washington Township, Gloucester County. For directions, go to bloomers.com, and we'll see you in the garden.
You're listening to Bloomers in the Garden Radio. Listen anytime through your favorite podcast provider or hear us on the radio each weekend. Every Saturday morning, Bloomers in the Garden Radio is heard in Philadelphia and throughout the whole Delaware Valley, first at 8 a.m. on Talk 860 WWDB and again at 9 a.m. on AM 800 WTMR. On Sunday at 8 a.m., we can be heard through the New York Tri-State area on Classic Oldies 1250 AM WMTR. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you in the garden.
Hey, Julio.
Oh,
hey, everybody out there, yes. If you are listening, make sure you jot it down our number.
That's right.
The hotline is open. There's lots of gardening questions and landscape questions right now. We are bombarded at the store.
Yes, we
but
are.
But we want to hear what you're facing.
That's
so
right.
Make sure you call us on the hotline. It's 609-685-1880. We want to hear the problems you're facing, and we can answer them on the air. You get a T-shirt.
Yes.
Julio?
Yep.
What was the most important thing you learned today?
Oh, my goodness. Tomatoes.
Tomatoes.
This is the season right now.
Right? We went overtime. Sorry, yeah. Brett, that with tomatoes. But we'll be here right here next week in the garden, and we'll see you then.
We'll see you in the garden.